This morning, welcome to everybody. I saw this morning a very interesting question and a very interesting idea that I had never thought of before. We say, many of us are familiar, I imagine most of us say this pasuk every single night, and what an amazing question about a pasuk in this week's parasha. Hamal ha-goel simi kol ra, yivaras an-orim v'yikar v'hem sh'mi v'shem ha-avasai ha-avram v'yitzav v'yidgu la-rov v'kerev ha-aretz. Right? You should be like fish, a lot of fish, v'kerev ha-aretz in the land. Now we know why is the bracha containing the remez to fish? Because fish multiply. Fish are very, they reproduce on a very rapid pace and have a lot of children. So I don't understand. What should the pasuk have said? It should have said v'yidgu b'karav arutz, that you should be fruitful and multiply like fish. Why do you have to say v'yidgu l'rov? Unbelievable question. By definition, the lashon of dag brings out the point of multiplying. Why did I have to say v'yidgu l'rov b'kerev ha'aretz? This is not my kasha. This is kasha of Rav Shmuel Gantzfried. Now, Rav Shmuel Gantzfried, you know, is the mechaber of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He's also the mechaber on Al Torah, Pirion HaTorah. So I would assume that it would be from there, but it's not. Rav Malach Biederman quotes that it's from a sefer called Pnei Shlomo on Al Shas on the Gemara Baba Basra Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. And he says as follows. He says, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph tells us that there's a chisaron about the fish. What's the chisaron about fish? What's bad about fish? Says the Gemara, Ma dog and kosher godol mechavero, the bigger fish you are, bolea es chavero. You swallow your friend. The big fish swallow the little fish. That's what they eat. So there's a certain chisaron, there's a certain bad thing about the fish. Says the Shlomo Gantzfried, that's why the bracha had to be sort of tweaked and say v'yid gularov. Why? Because fish have a negative aspect. What's the negative aspect? They prey off the people that are smaller than them. And we wouldn't want any possibility of that bracha being mistaken. V'yidgu, be fruitful and multiply like fish, but you can't be like fish. Larov, you have to be larov. Why? For many, I'll tell you, Koloma, shiraklin haribu yiyakidogim. Only the gabi the ribu, only v'yidgu larov, what aspect of the fish should be blessed with? The aspect of having many children. But not chas v'shalom to have this mida of fish to swallow up the smaller people. What an unbelievable idea. And we know that in life, right, many people call life a rat race, right? Oftentimes in the outside world, people who don't have proper midos, people don't understand that there's a rabbonu shalom running the world, which I'd like to, you know, give a plug for the those of you that are learning daf yomi. What an unbelievable gemara this past week that I've thought about many times. I'm not necessarily sure if I internalize it, but the Gemara tells us that if a person says Ashra Etilo David three times a day, he's a Ben Olam Haba. Ben Olam Haba. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, well, I understand, the guy can do all the Averis in the world, and if he says Ashra three times a day, he can become a Ben Olam Haba? How is that possible? How does that make any sense? So the Pshat is no. The Pshat is, it's not just to say, Poseya Chesedecho Maspi Lechel Charetzon, that Hashem, you open your hand you give to every living creature. It doesn't mean just to say it. No, it means to internalize it, obviously. And if a person lives life understanding, Hashem is poseach chesedecha, Hashem, you open up your hand, umasbiya l'chol chai ratzon, you satisfy every living creature, everything comes from Hashem, so then by definition, you'll be a great person. There's no reason to swallow up the small guy. You don't have to beat up anybody. You don't have to put anybody down. You do your thing. You do what's right. Don't worry and don't try to put anybody else down in life. And again, if a person internalizes that yisod, that Hashem is running the world, memela he'll become ben olam haba. It doesn't just mean, oh yes, say poseach chesedecha maspi lechol charetzon, and not concentrate about it. Actually, you'll know that in the art scroll sitter, it says if you don't concentrate on that line, that's not just the art scroll, it's the halacha. If a person says poseach chesedecha maspi lechol charetzon without kavana, he has to actually say it again. So we're not, when we say the Gemara says, say it three times, that you'll become Ben Olam Haba is because you're going to concentrate and internalize it. So a person understands that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the world. The Mela, there's no reason to put anybody else down. And besides the fact that it causes friction and it separates Klal Yisrael, we know that obviously the whole Yisod of Kabbalah Satorah Maimon Har Sinai is because we're united. And the whole idea of Churban Beis Hamikdash actually just reminds me that I didn't hear Rav Moshe Shapiro many times, but I once heard him on a Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, and he said that the letters of Churban and Chibur, right, are basically the same letters. That Churban, destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, comes from lack of chibur, from lack of being chaverim, being connected, lack of being connected to people. And Ephraim mentioned it as well, I believe, on Shabbos of Thomas, the idea and the yisod of Ben Olam Chavero. And it all stems from that. We know that, right, many, many different sources, that when we're connected, we're untouchable. We're untouchable. And this is the yisod. If a person's not putting other people down, what's he doing? By definition, he's connecting. When we're connected, when there's Avas Yisrael, so then we're in good shape and destruction can't come to us. Getting back to last week's parasha, it also relates somewhat to this week's parasha. The question is, Yosef, right? Why didn't Yosef send a message to Yaakov Avinu that he's alive? What's the pshat? Doesn't make any sense. So the Orachaim HaKadosh says in last week's parasha that what the reason why he didn't want to tell his father where he was, because he would have to explain how he got there. And he didn't want to be mevayish, he didn't want to embarrass his brothers. And we also know that he never was left alone with Yaakov Avinu after Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim. Why? Because he didn't want to tell him what happened. Lulavayish, can you imagine? Yosef HaTzadik, what he endured. What he endured being thrown into the pit, he didn't know he was going to live. What he endured in Beis Potiphar, what he endured in jail. All this, at the hands of his brothers, Not one word to his father. Not one word about anything that his brothers did. Could we imagine, right? If somebody afflicts us, if somebody affects us, somebody does something, messes us over, how quick are we to go ahead and, Rachmana Litzlan, you know, speak Lashonara about it, or get upset, or do something about it? Can you imagine Yosef HaTzadik? Again, obviously, it follows the trend. This is somebody who's able to overcome his taivas, the Eishes Potifar. So it's not just one area of life, obviously. And this is actually, as I'm saying it, I'm just thinking about it now. I mean, it ran through every aspect of his life. If you have utter self-control, and Ish Matzliach, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzliach, he understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him at all times. So it's not just the Averas, of course, of Ben Om Lamokom, of Ativus, of Eishes Potifar. It's also his speech. Right? Can you imagine he went through all these years not saying one word to anybody about what his brothers did to him? Not to embarrass them? What unbelievable tzidkus. And of course, that, you know, it says, I thought it was Gro, also perhaps the Gemara Babasar speaks about it. I think the Lashon is called Bolei Piv B'Sha'as Meriva. Somebody who's able to close his mouth during a fight. Ein Kol Malach Ubriya Yechom L'Shayer. Right? I'm sorry, or Yesh or Gonos, he has some sort of hidden light, then no malach or creature can even relate to what the light is. Now, it doesn't say, now again, we know Torah is, or we understand learning Torah also sheds light on a person, but the idea, can you imagine, when a person just closes his mouth, he doesn't say something, he's able to have an or, a light, that nobody else, you would think, oh, only if you learn Shas, only if you know Shas, you become a massive Talmud Chacham, then you reach this light, you get this tremendous holy light. No, can you imagine? Just by keeping your mouth closed. Now, it sounds pretty easy, but we all know it's quite hard. Oftentimes, like, want to insult somebody, we want to put somebody down, it's funny, people will laugh, we'll get attention, but we see from here, no, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Very much not worth it. And Rav Milech Biderman brings out a beautiful story about his father. I'm pretty sure it's his father, because Aleph Aleph Admor, it's like Avinu Adonai Moreinu Rabbeinu. I imagine it's his father, who's actually, his yahrzeit is tomorrow. He said that one time, this is just a beautiful story, just understand what it means to be considerate, understand people's feelings. He said it was once Rosh Hashanah, and actually my father is somewhat of a Baal Tukei, and he explained to me that like this pressure, and it's not like perfect on your lips, you know, it may not come out sometimes. And where I daven Rosh Hashanah once in a while, not often, but once in a while, he's an outstanding Baal Tukei where I daven. But once in a while, you know, it gets challenging. But this guy, after this in this shul, where Rav Milech Biderman's father, the love of a Rebbe, that's how it was, the Baal Tukei just wasn't working after the bracha. Mamash wasn't working. And the Baal Tukei gave up. So what did the Rebbe do? The Rebbe got up to the Bima, and he also tried. And it didn't go. So then, after the Rebbe tried for a few minutes, he brought in the third string Baal Tukei. And third string Baal Tukei was an expert, and so on and so forth. He got up there, and he belted it out. And they went up to the Rebbe afterwards, and they said, I don't understand. What was the point of you doing the tequilas? What were you trying? Also, maybe some people said maybe it's a shadow of a hafsik. So he said, you don't understand. if I would have brought up the next guy, this, you know, the third string Baltikeya right after him, he would have felt embarrassed. But at least when I got up there and I tried also, so people say, oh, you know, he couldn't do it, the Rebbe couldn't do it. So then the original Baltikeya won't feel as bad. Right? He won't feel as bad because even the Rebbe couldn't do it. What unbelievable godless of thinking about other people's feelings. What an unbelievable thing. He said, what do you mean? Get over it. Let this guy, you know, let him have some self-confidence. Let him have some self-esteem. Big deal. So he messed up bringing the second string about to care. No, the Rebbe failed. No, I want to go lefnim yishur sedin. I want to make sure that the first about to care doesn't suffer any embarrassment. That's a ma'isa about somebody who's so attuned to the feelings of other people. It's scary. It's beyond comprehension. Now, of course, that's obviously on the good side. That's what it means to be sensitive. But oftentimes, we find ourselves among people, and we see people just rip on people, and people make fun of people. People just even small nuances, small yisodos. We first of all, in terms of just reality in life, a person doesn't get anywhere putting people down. It doesn't eventually catches up to him. But in ruchnius, when we talk about the Milo of Klai Yisrael, when they're united, the Milo of Klai Yisrael, when it's together, when there's Achtus, it's in Latar of Elishar. It's unbelievable what we can accomplish as a united people. And I think the Yisodos, the lessons of Yosef, who didn't want to embarrass his brothers and make them feel bad. And certainly this idea of fish. We don't want to eat fish. We don't want to eat each other up. What's the point of eating each other up? It's a lesson that we can really take with us for life. And I oftentimes say this, you know, there are certain things in Avodas Hashem that require diligence and intense work, and, you know, learning, becoming a Talmud Chacham. I mean, of course, there's nothing Talmud Torah connected Kulam. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And Tefillah and connecting to the Ribono Shel Olam, Ben Adam Malkom is huge, but Ben Adam Chavero is challenging. But the truth is, if a person really wants to excel in Be'al Mechavero, I would like to say it's mind over matter, right? Knowing is half the battle, as Lahavdol El Falafel Abdul, as G.I. Joe used to say. A person just conscious and aware, knowing and understanding that this is real. You can reach godless in just being a mensch, just being a person that controls his mouth. And he also quoted other, I was reading this fast this morning. He said, he said like this. He said, he quoted somebody, from Aaron Toysik, Shlita. He said, in this week's parasha, it's Vayichi. Vayichi? The parasha begins with Vayichi. And the end of the parasha, it says Vayomas. Talking about the death of Yaakov. And how many psukim are there in this week's parasha? Pei hei. Right? 85 words. Gematria of Peh. Right? Talking about the Miso, actually talking about the Miso of Yosef. So what do you see from here? Also, I think the Medrash, Chaim v'Hamoves b'Yad HaLashon, death and life are in the hand of the tongue. What a person can do with his tongue, with his speech, is unparalleled. Unparalleled. You can bring Chaim, of course, through Limud HaTorah, through giving people chizuk, through saying the right things, or you can bring Moves. You can almost destroy people. Somebody who embarrasses his friend, you can kill people, mamish. What an unbelievable thing to realize and to internalize and to inculcate into your lives. And Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shamaya to recognize the power of our speech, to use our speech l'man ha'tov, and not for other ways, or to mechazik other people, and not chas v'shalom bring anybody down. Have a good Shabbos.